we kind of think the body is the natural, but we tend to sort of fall into that kind of thinking. But actually, it's not. It's just a I can't remember the term now, but a super something or other, super added on thing for life in the world. But the natural is actually a level of the mind. So it's the natural mind that's being spoken about. And the form of that mind is what determines whether it's a heaven or a hell. So it's not like we're separated from the natural part of our mind. I mean, I know the outer memory is quiescent, but there's an internal memory, and that's still in the natural. And so it's actually the form of the natural that determines whether the state is heavenly or not. And so this is why that's pointed out, because there is this work that needs doing to bring the natural into a corresponding order so that it can receive what is higher into it, because that is where we live when we pass out of this life, you know. So we live in the natural, essentially, or the natural determines our life. And so the Lord, through the word, offers us a new natural that corresponds to his own life. And as that's worked into our life, so he can be present, and so we can be aware of his presence. And that's heaven, the Lord being present through the marriage of good and truth at that level. And because the marriage is actually between levels, not on the same level. So it's when the higher and the lower are united through correspondence, that's the marriage, not on the same plane. So the heavenly marriage is higher to lower.